If you were to Google most popular cello pieces, this suite by Bach tops most lists. His suites from the 1700s are like a holy grail for aspiring musicians and virtuosos today. But the cellist you're hearing now, Pablo Casals, was the first to record the works, making them modern sensations. This weekend, dozens of Boston area cellists are celebrating Casals' legacy as a musician and as a humanitarian. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
A lot of us start our day with a cup of coffee, but musician Yi-Sun Kim wakes up the way Pablo Casals did by playing one of Bach's demanding cello suites from memory. With her eyes closed, Kim's fingers dart along her cello's neck. She says it's taken years to wrap her head around Casals' iconic interpretations.
Oftentimes when you listen to Casals' playing, you don't really think that it's cello. It's really literally like someone reciting their concept about life philosophy. It's a thought. It's not so much sort of musical sound per se.
That's Casals on vinyl playing Bach's Suite Number 2. Kim is not alone in revering Casals' rendition of the composer's works.
It's like our Bible.
Kim's colleague, cellist Luis Claret, chairs the strings department at the New England Conservatory. They and their students are getting ready to perform in a Casals tribute that includes one of Bach's suites.
Casals discovered these pieces when he was 12 years old in a music shopping in Barcelona.
Claret says Casals spent years searching for Bach's intentions in edited versions of the six cello suites since the composer's originals don't exist. Before Casals, they were seen more as exercises, not for concerts. He was the first musician to perform the suites in public before starting to record them in London in the 1930s.
It was a difficult period for him because it was during the Spanish Civil War.
Casals was born in Catalonia in 1876. As the Spanish Civil War broke out in the 1930s, he protested Franco's dictatorial rule and fled to France. There, he became friends with Claret's future parents. Then World War II erupted. Claret says Casals is the reason he's alive today.
Because my father was caught by Gestapo, because he had a Jewish friend. He was hiding him in his house, and the Gestapo caught my father and brought him to prison, and he was going to be killed. And Casals saved him.
Casals used his status as a renowned cellist, composer, and conductor to convince the Nazis to release Claret's father. Their bond was deep, and Casals became Claret's godfather. Claret says Casals believed music must serve a purpose, and he wielded his cello and conductor's baton to fight the injustice he saw in the world. Claret is playing Reverie, a piece Casals wrote when he was young in Barcelona. It's one of the works kicking off a season of programming dedicated to Puerto Rico, where Casals spent the last 15 years of his life.
A little-known fact is that Casals' mother was Puerto Rican.
Pedro Reyna is a historian at the University of Puerto Rico and a Casals scholar. He says in 1955, when Casals was 80, the governor invited him to create a music festival to lift the island's cultural stature.
Don't be afraid of that. Tam, tam, ram, pam, pam.
That's Casals at the festival podium in 1957.
We need to remember these are the years when television started. And here you have a man like Casals appearing before the cameras, conducting an orchestra at the University of Puerto Rico. So it carried a lot of meaning.
Reina says Casals also advocated to create the island's first symphony and conservatory. Robin Baker organized the season with the Boston Arts Organization Celebrity Series. She says she wanted events for the local Puerto Rican community that would help raise money in the wake of Hurricane Maria.
Casals was a humanitarian. He cared so deeply about people all over the world doing fundraisers and rallying against dictatorship and oppression. So I think that's a message for the times right now, and I hope that carries through.
Dozens of cellists are carrying on Casals' tradition of convening massive cello choirs at music festivals. 56 players will come together on Sunday at the Boston Center for the Arts, including this NEC octet, to recreate their unifying power. Cellist Luis Claret will be there too, and he suspects his godfather, Pablo Casals, who died at age 96 in 1973, would be pleased. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
A Boston tribute to Pablo Casals kicks off at 8 tonight at Union United Methodist Church with 9 star cellists. Sunday, 56 cellists will gather at the Boston Center for the Arts to perform in a mass cello choir.